Tent Hut.
This song. How much could we say from TSA? All you have to do is play this song, watch the audience. That person's not getting on a plane. They're not standing still. Their hands not over their heart. They don't have goosebumps on the back of their neck. Off the fly list. That's all you have to do.
Man,
simplify
oh man.
This very easily.
Man, that would be one. That would be profiling. Okay, we're not going there. I want to bring Miss Joanna back into the conversation. I do have, for the sake of being transparent, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to. I've been talking about creating places in and about and around your home where you could go count your blessings. And so in the atmosphere of being transparent, I want you to know that I count my blessings in that the two guests we have here today are both employees of Rosie on the House. Miss Sephora has been with us for 2 weeks. I owe Ted Reese $1 million. Ted, do you take payments? Will you take a dollar? Will you take a dollar a week?
Absolutely.
You will. He hears me say on air that I love a superintendent. And what Sephora has taught herself, being an 18-year-old, non-English-speaking Romanian landing in California, and what she's gotten done in her short time here is unbelievable. And then Joanna works for Rosie on the House Radio Production Company and has been for 5 years?
Yes, 5 years.
Your folks leave Poland just before the communist regime locks the border. So y'all, I call that a narrow escape.
Oh, yeah. It was very narrow. And the only way that they could get out was on a tourist visa. Going to Austria under the idea that they're going to France for a wedding. So they take the train. And the most fascinating part of the story for me is, you know, there are all these twists and turns, and they almost didn't make it to Austria. They got stopped at the Czech border, and the border agents, the Polish border agents, were giving my dad a hard time. And
now,
they,
you've got to have your poker face at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
This is a wedding I'm going to. You've got to have the story complete in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Barbara has to have the story complete in her head.
Well, and Miss Barbara has little Joe in her arms sleeping, and thank goodness for that, because I think Dad looks back and he says that was probably their saving grace, because the border agent said, look, you're carrying cash, you have one-way tickets, and you guys don't know anybody in Austria. And he says, I can throw you off this train right now. And they went back and forth and back and forth. And my dad said that he must have just taken pity on them with a, you know, newborn baby in their arms, because they did let them go. And so, you know, I mean, I think about the mind frame of my parents. My mom is 23 years old. She doesn't speak English. She doesn't know anybody. And they were applying to both Canada and the U.S. in hopes of going to either of those places, whichever accepts them first. But, I mean, just the resilience and the hope. And I asked my dad, I said, how did you do that? And he said, we didn't have a choice.
Wow.
We did not have a choice. We knew what our lives would be like if we didn't make this change.
And that's all come to play out because you left a lot of family there that can testify what they have gone through. Now, where do y'all land?
So we this is a funny story. I was almost Canadian.
Okay. All right.
My dad got wind of that flight that I had told you about earlier, and they had both applications in to the two different countries. So we end up flying into New York. My dad remembers to the day. It was August 26th, 1981, that they land in New York City. And then that same day, they caught a flight to Chicago.
Wow.
From Chicago, they took a car ride over to Indiana, and they were sponsored by a family through the Catholic Church. And my dad was a graphic designer, is a graphic designer, and interviewed for a job that was headquartered in Indiana but had an office in Tucson. And so he got the job. My dad is a very talented artist.
From Krakow, Poland to Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, similar to Sephora's story, you know?
And wow.
I'm really intrigued by his industry because it doesn't exist anymore. But his what he was paid for his artistry was to make billboards.
Yes. So he worked for Whiteco in Tucson. And both my parents are very entrepreneurial. There were no shortage of ideas around the table, you know, the dinner table. And he went to Whiteco and he said, look, and it's during the 80s when advertising is just booming and they're turning down jobs. And he said to them, look, let me open up a warehouse and put up 6 more pallets or however many more pallets. And you can, you know, send the jobs that you're turning down now for me. And one great story that actually ran in the paper was when the Pope was coming to visit here in Phoenix. Probably a lot of our listeners may remember that. He actually went to them and said, you know, I'd like to paint a few billboards that welcome the Pope on behalf of Solidarity Tucson, which is an organization that formed here in Tucson when martial law was happening in Poland. So it's kind of neat to look back and see in the paper Dad's photo there with two of his guys standing up on that billboard that says, welcome Pope John Paul II, who was actually Polish, and he was an advocate for the Solidarity movement when people just got tired of being kept down and they started to revolt against the political climate there. So it's just a neat story and neat to see Dad's role in that.
Two live. Now, you're almost an illegal immigrant because you came here on a tourist visa.
That's right. but you did get sponsored by the U.S.
Yes, you did. I'm so glad it has all worked out and we've all become a part of one team. I really am very, very blessed and thankful for that. We're going to talk next hour a little bit about a topic we brought up a couple weeks ago. It's about the reliability of the power grid in Arizona. We raised up PG&E in California and its failures as an example. We raised up the Texas model and its failures in the freeze of February, which they also actually had a very serious dilemma here just about a month ago. What is it about that model that makes them so susceptible and prone to failures? Well, we've got in special guest Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric and Solar, and we're going to talk a little bit about not only providing the options for absolute reliability on your electrical supply system, but also some of the other things you need to know about as far as supplying all of the electronics in your home. And that'll be next segment. Y'all stay tuned.